بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned those four practices, four actions which were prevalent during the period of Jahiliyyah, the period of ignorance, which was synonymous with the Arabs. They were engaged in these practices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautioned the people of Iman, particularly the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, against becoming involved, engaged in these actions. The first was the consumption of alcohol, al-khamru, to consume alcohol or any intoxicating substance. Thereafter, the practice of gambling. And then any idolatrous practices, worshipping of idols, statues, etc. And finally, the practice that they had where they would use arrows in order to influence their decision. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these four practices specifically, that these are filthy actions, these are evil actions which are from the handiwork of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us the harms, the dangers behind this, that shaitan uses these as tools to incite or to create hostility, to create enmity in communities, in families, in the society. And therefore a person should avoid these actions. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum what they should be doing. And very simple advice is given, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ وَاحْذَرُوا. Allah says, obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be on guard. In other words, be wary, be on guard, that shaitan should not ensnare you, entrap you in these actions. But from your side, all that you need to do is obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very simple advice, simple solution. And under this verse, Mufassirin have mentioned also that these sins that were mentioned, these evil practices that were mentioned, were grave, were serious. And we may have thought that the solution Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would mention would be very complex, very detailed. How should you go about avoiding these actions, not falling into the consumption of alcohol or the practice of gambling, etc.? But the advice given is very simple. Do what is correct. Obey Allah, obey the Messenger, and just be on guard, be wary. Do not fall into sin, do not fall into evil. So here Mufassirin have explained that this should be our outlook when it comes to any sin, any evil practice that a person is involved in or that he is inclined towards and he finds it difficult to give up, is that there is no complex solution to this or method that he needs to employ to try and rid himself of this evil. All that he needs to do is make an effort to do what is correct. A person has found himself involved in some guna, some sin, whatever it may be. Each person knows the flaws and the weaknesses within his own life. All that he needs to do is focus on doing what is correct. Obey Allah, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and take some precaution not to fall into this evil and into the sin. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, Allah then addresses the people of Iman, that if you turn away, after we have explained this to you, we have shown you the harms of these actions, if you turn away, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, then remember that the duty of our messenger is merely to convey the message clearly to you. It is not his duty, not his responsibility to force you to believe and to force you to do the right thing. His duty, his responsibility, his obligation is just to convey the message to you. Thereafter it is up to you whether you are going to accept it or not. Thereafter Allah explains the reaction that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had when they heard these verses, that the consumption of alcohol particularly is something that is not permissible, something forbidden. What was their response, their reaction? So Allah says, لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا طَعِمُوا إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَأَحْسَنُوا. We find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the moment they heard of this, the worry and concern came into their hearts, into their mind, that we had engaged in this practice before, are we going to be sinful or not? So this was their outlook, this was their reaction, that the moment they heard that the consumption of alcohol was impermissible, was forbidden, they became concerned that we had done it in the past, will Allah take us to task for this or not? Contrast this with our own reaction when we learn of something that is impermissible, something that is incorrect, and generally a person will look for some loophole, that maybe there's a way to do it, or I've got some excuse, some reason that I need to get involved in it. But here they looked at the past, that even though it was permissible at that time, but now that Allah has made it impermissible, will we be taken to task? Will we be sinful for what happened in the past? So Allah says, the people who have iman and do righteous deeds, there will be no sin upon them regarding that which they may have consumed in the past. As long as they had taqwa, they had iman, they did righteous deeds, and moving ahead they continue to have taqwa and iman, and they increase upon their taqwa, they increase in their good deeds. As long as this is their outlook, they are not here to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past they may have done it, not knowing that it was incorrect. Then there is no junah, there is no sin, there is no blame upon them. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And in fact, Allah has love for those who do good deeds. So this was their reaction. Immediately, they looked inward, they looked to blame themselves, that we have got involved in this, we may be sinful. So they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here Allah's forgiveness comes, that you do not have to worry about the past that is forgiven, and looking forward, moving forward, all you need to do is have taqwa, have iman, do righteous deeds, and not only will you be forgiven, but you will secure the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.